It's hard to say if it'll turn out that way, but we will act like this is going to be a Cohen Neander recording. Depends on what I start kind of grumbling about or whatever gets ongoing, but anyway. On the road. I'm going to try to take care of a few other needs. Oh, it's a hazy morning. What I did find out today is these M4A files, I don't know where I got the impression that Internet Archive will play such files. It gets me to the point where it's like, you know, Internet Archives is nice, but it demands a certain level of inefficiency that bothers the heck out of me. I'm a little, I don't know. It kind of bums me out because I thought I had it. I tested it a few times, but all Internet Archive did was if it couldn't play it, it would just shift to another recording. And then I would hear that, I'd go, oh, it's working! And that was wrong. If you send it to the recording it can't play, it'll just ignore it. Kind of sad, but that's kind of the way it goes. What do? I think we'll continue to put Princess and or the Priest recordings up there with different encoding. And that'll make things work better. A little while back, I talked about the fact that I was going to be using the bulletin board system to kind of, but not really, gamify. Because I think screwing around with the VBS in the first place constitutes sort of a game. To make drawing in the information, to make the act of moving yourself closer to exaltation a little bit less tedious. Of course, I've already talked about the fact that I think a chicken carrier is the western gate of Zion. Coming Zion. Because many of the travels from west to east and from south to north eventually put you through Highway 54, which is a big route from Mexico to the United States. And not just the United States, but up toward places, bigger places like Chicago. Well, all that traffic comes through Tucumcari. Of course, there's Interstate 40, which is always that way. And can I tell you the interesting boundary line? That's why I say it's the western border of Zion. If you go any more further west from here, especially in New Mexico, you're going to be running up against far more left-leaning, blue state sort of attitude, especially here in New Mexico. But can I be honest? It extends up into Colorado, which is also now tends to be a blue state. Although those people will tend to go on I-70, and I can't really say where the western boundary there is. But Tucumcari is where the western boundary is, why I call it Seagate Z for all of you non-Americans. I call it the computational gateway to Zion at Tucumcari. Pardon me. So it ends up being really short to CGZZ@T. And I've been slowly pulling together some resources. I'm going to actually start putting them in. I had been contemplating how to handle text files, of which there are many in this situation. And I decided just to treat them as normal uploads and downloads for various needs. I don't know how certain things will go. You know, I kind of split things into the 3 degrees of glory. The celestial part is more just run-of-the-mill, basic, keeping things going sort of piece of information. I think I'll use the terrestrial. It's really for people who want to have a more purposeful life. You know, better than just the run of the mill, but not willing to put forth great effort to do it, just enough to get it done. And I'll put in there announcements stuff about things that have been put up for trying to get people to a higher plane. I find that to be interesting. There we go. And of course, the celestial section is all about, you know, raising oneself to a higher level. Because all of the work around the celestial kingdom, even if you don't make exaltation yourself, it's all centered around exaltation. Even if you're just, you know, I kind of think of it like support services to exaltation. People that do the gut work of it. A God supervises everything. And then it is parceled out to laborers, perhaps, to get the things actually accomplished. You might be one of those laborers, but you're also laboring toward the what I call the family business, which is making things better, or getting spirits trained up and raised to get ready to go to Earth, the actual putting off of, the actual doing of mortality, which is kind of a almost tutelage toward becoming a god. Now, You know, you go, well, you're a failed God. You go, don't look at it that way. Don't bother looking at it that way. You can kind of think of it as Santa Claus. Do you like being Santa Claus elf? Or do you go, you still get to be in amazing places, doing amazing things, and making amazing things happen, and you're a part of it. But you're not the big man himself. You're not Santa Claus. And the job of Santa Claus is something that you can throw him off of a cliff. You know, there's all these stories over the years, you know, where people take great liberties with the whole idea of St. Nicholas, Santa Claus, Kris Kringle, whatever. And people trying to steal and you know what ultimately comes out of that is you can't steal that position. You know, it's his. Or if it turns back to him. And so you can kind of look at it that way. It's like Santa Claus, the North Pole. It's all amazing except that, you know, it's like having a whole galaxy leading to a whole universe to kind of be Santa Claus for him. A righteous, God-like figure. And so, yeah, ta-da. There's where it comes from. And it comes from the whole idea of you want to be a part of that. You can always say, I want to be the boss. I want to be in charge. I don't want to have to sit here and just work for Christmas. I want to have my own holiday. You know? And it's like, well, okay. This is about... You think you do it by bucking the trend by saying, I'm not going to follow Santa. And you go, it doesn't work like that. Anyway, I think that helps get you in the right frame for it, for saying, okay, I might not be Santa Claus type, but I'm certainly going to be a trusted person within Santa's domain. I have certain responsibilities, stuff I'm in charge of, things that I take care of, and you know, there's always going to be a certain ranking. Of course, I always put it in the whole realm of trust. A God is trustworthy and trusted. And everything does what God says because of that. Now, that doesn't take into account people, his actual children. They have to come to the place where they are also trustworthy and trusted. But that's done by usually being that way to the God that you come from. It's just that simple, you know? Anyway, so, there is that thing. People who don't want to have anything to do with it, but who are decent people, kept most of the commandments most of the time, good folks, That's where it happens. Are you guys saying slow or? Oh, these guys are working on this road. Very nice, very nice, very nice, very nice. Okay. Wow. Definitely doing some work here. Okay. I am, what am I doing? Let me think about this for a minute. I'm not sure. Regardless. And so we're trying to fit the bulletin board system in with this kind of motif. I'm not sure where I want to put all that. Anyway. Behind me's got an urban assault vehicle. I'm always amazed by these guys. They have these tricked out vehicles. Oh, that's the state police. I rarely see them on this road. But I think it's because I'm usually on it really, really early of a morning. Anyway, okay. That's why their vehicle's all tricked out. Huh. And he's definitely breaking the speed limit. That's his job, I guess. All righty. I'm getting ready to add sections to the file section, you know, and there's no way to kind of dice it up into little pieces particularly. I don't know if we're going to introduce the whole concept of casting pearls before swine, but to be honest, everything that I'm getting ready to put up is stuff that I've pulled out of other sources and just collected here. So that people can access them here. And the important thing is that even though they're actual files and they're treated like files in the BDX, it already has a functionality that allows you to view it, to actually read it. You can read it off there if you want to. I wouldn't think that that would be something that would be really interesting. Being somewhat of an aficionado of older resource texts, especially those that were produced by Joseph Smith, or at least under his imprint. He didn't really have an imprint, but, you know. Anyway, collect these things together. I've already got the inspired version of the Bible. This is the one that was pulled together by the Community of Christ. I'm sure I've also got an older version of the Book of Mormon. These are pulled from various sources. Project Gutenberg sometimes, the Internet Archive, things like that. The whole thing of having these kinds of writings rendered into a text form so you can use them however you like. This is something that sometimes got done by obscure figures off in the corners. Some of them were pulled into Project Gutenberg, which is a really wonderful thing. The Internet Archive is right up there with those things, too. iBiblio is another good one. For some of these sorts of situations. Some of these places make you nuts. I go slower today because I'm not really in a hurry to get anywhere. Not going to be in a hurry to get home. Got some work to do. And then not, so... We'll just see what happens. Anyway, I've been working a little bit more on bringing up information that might be useful for the BBS systems, for my BBS? I have an idea to go ahead and get Exalts.net information shoved into the BBS. That'd be great. I might ultimately have that website point to BBS content. So it might no longer be rendered right now it's kind of a blog. The really cool thing about having on the BBS, you know, I tried to make storage and stuff of scores and things like that. They weren't very it wasn't built to do that. It wasn't built to track you in any way. It didn't keep any information. When you do it through this BBS, it gives the ability to more easily make this happen. And of course, the whole fun part of the fact that you can get on a larger system and you know, you can have people use amateur radio and such to get to it. It's also kind of an interesting idea to use Meshtastic and get kind of a Meshtastic interface to these things. See how it goes. I haven't seen a Meshtastic interface that really goes for ANSI. It's a cool idea, though. Kind of a melding of the old dial-in BBS to something that would probably be more interesting or be more BBS-like. You know, it doesn't pull so much from, oh, we're passing files around. It's more of, it becomes more like a chatbot. Although kind of a primitive one. But you go on there and you do things and you pass messages. That's always good. And then And they've already done some Meshtastic, I don't know what you'd call the endpoints of them, but they've already got one that just basically looks like a BlackBerry. And you go, this is exactly the cool kind of form factor you'd like to have. And make it something that, you know, has a little bit of range. Wi-Fi doesn't have a lot of range. And it's too easy to use Wi-Fi for big data-heavy things, you know, play really intense games. Meshtastic is long-range, low bandwidth passing, and it really makes sense. So it's tempting to come up with something along these lines instead of trying to bring these BBS systems more beautifully into kind of a competitive web world where you're trying to give people experience that's compelling that they're used to seeing on the World Wide Web, which is like, you don't really want that. What you want to have is these whole things that are kind of made to fit on an 80 by 25-ish screen, and that you just use your thumb keyboard to interact with. And there's message passing. It's all in there. It's all in there. Anyway, so it's an interesting idea. I'm thinking about trying to hobble on there to say, come get Meshtastic, and then you're on. You know, those guys say, well, it's got all this other stuff. Like, I don't know if Meshtastic, they've kind of goofed around with it enough that it you can do it with amateur radio too. Drops off all of the encryption and things like that, and it puts in stuff to make it so that you can do it. Number one, you can put more power on it, and so it'll reach further. That's an interesting idea. Kind of like reticulum. I was really looking at the reticulum network because it just lets you use whatever's available to you for a networking stack. And it's cool. But to be really honest, I don't think it's compelling. I don't think it's really going to catch on particularly. You know, it isn't like Tor and Onion Networks where it was really doing something that normal TCP/IP networks were bad at, which is like, you know, encrypted things. It doesn't mean that reticulum isn't interesting. It's just that it doesn't have enough of a compelling space for a lot of people. Enough people have learned. People who are interested in doing these kinds of networks have already worked out and they've gotten the learning for TCP/IP. And so a lot of that stuff, it's already settled. It's like, you know, if you're going to build a new kind of car engine, you're going to have a hard road. Even if you come up with something really, really beautiful and amazing, it probably will never get out of a prototype or hobbyist phase just because an internal combustion engine gets the job done. They've engineered it down pretty well. They can either do it pretty cheap or pretty thick, and they can also make it very efficient. But these are all niches. You know, most people, can I be honest, when I saw that big, huge state police SUV rolling up, which has a little jail in the middle, you know, where you can put people. You know, there's an armory in the back end. There's a jail in the middle, and then there's kind of a law enforcement suite in the front. You know, it's got all the bells and whistles up there. You know, it makes it so that it's kind of fun. Anyway, you know, and most people are kind of into that. You know, they don't want economy and things like that. They want something that kind of is close to a recreational, close to a recreational vehicle. You spend enough time in them that you kind of want to have it nice. You know, it's got, I've seen some of these truck drivers, they have like food. I don't know if they really cook the food, but they're food warmers, a little bit of a microwave-ish little bitty thing in there, so they can just buy stuff and take it on the road, and you've seen big trucks, big off-road trucks that, have a little cab in the back. And they did that for a little while for trucks until they just decided that they would just put a whole other, you know, it's kind of a sedan truck now, you know. It's got four seats in it. It's kind of like a car, but it's not. It was the whole El Camino conversion. You had a car that they kind of turned into a truck. Some people like that, but it was niche. Now you've got trucks that have stomped all over that niche, and now you don't really have to worry. You know, now you just get a big expensive truck that costs almost $100,000, and even though you can put stuff in the back, even if you've got a full size bed in the back, when you're inside the vehicle itself, it's like you're in some kind of a luxury vehicle, you know, a luxury car. And you don't really care if it only gets 10 miles to the gallon. That's not what you're going for. You're going for other things. And that's what people figured out over the years. All the things that have to be cut down off of a smaller vehicle do that. So anyway, I don't know how I got into that. Oh, kind of like when you don't want to do the internet, the small net, and I finally converted my website to kind of focus on small net things, which is just kind of old-timey, and you're kind of using older interfaces, and you're not really getting weird about making it look cute and gorgeous and flashy. And, you know, logging in here so you can get to this stuff, and logging in there so you can get to that stuff. Nothing like that. So anyway, I kind of like the whole idea, because back in the old days, a BBS system really was kind of made for local. It was, well, there, the first thing was the internet didn't really exist. Nobody had that much connectivity. So you would call into this, your neighborhood BBS system, which somebody was just doing for free as a hobby, and you would be able to pass messages among people, which was something you really couldn't do except with an answering machine. This was something that was more of a bulletin board, kind of a cork board that you see at your local laundromat, where they put up messages or announcements or stuff like that, and it would be seen by a bunch of people and word would spread. This thing was the electronic, that's why it's called the electronic bulletin board system. The fact that it could take in files and be this kind of file transfer place. Got added later, and I don't really know if I really am a big fan of that ability. to be honest, that's what Gopher is for, is to kind of be kind of a read-only FTP site. And to be honest, I'm really kind of going in that direction a little bit more. It's tempting to go ahead and just run a big thing as a big gopher, not try to do it as a BBS, as what the big huge monstrosity that BBS has became. It would be interesting to have Meshtastic stuff. Now, the great part about it is it would be something that I would be that I would actually use. That's always the most thing. It's just don't throw stuff out there like some kind of a weird service. Of course, all the old BBS is also used to try to look and act like CompuServe, which is a big time-sharing system. And it had files, and it had chat, and it had all these other pieces of functionality that people could use. Anyway, this stuff is digging, and I'm fascinated. Now they're actually building specific equipment to do this. Like I said, they built something that looks just like the old BlackBerry, but it is a Meshtastic node, and you know, you chat back and forth. Some people will put up a really high, so that you can pass messages through it. And these things will eventually get to you, encrypted, so it can't be messed with. And so it's like, hey, I would love to have one of these little systems to do that. And it really becomes, so what parts of a BBS do you really want to simulate and be able to put files through it? And it's like, I'm not really sure. And you don't really want to do, it doesn't really have to be as centralized as it once was. Back before the internet existed, these bulletin boards would try to be kind of one-stop shops, and you know, you might specialize in some subject matter. You may do it in some sort of cool way. You may turn it into kind of like a text-based adventure game on your BBS. That's all well and good. And I've often thought of doing something akin to that what's the good word for it? Something like that into the future. So, well, I'm sorry, I'm thinking. And you know how that goes. My thing shuts down, then you kind of go, well, where'd he go? And it's like, oh, he's back. And I've made it so my recording shuts off when I'm thinking. And then I can come back and start talking. So, yeah, I'm really sitting here kind of pre-thinking about what on earth should this look like? When it comes to wanting to download things like files and stuff like that, Gopher and the Webified Gopher interface really is, I think, the best way to access files. that gets the job done and gets it down into wherever you want to go. So that would be good for that kind of thing. So I've got files that can go that way. I don't mind having different servers to do different things or to access a common data store in different ways. That seems really good to me. Kind of make it so that you put up files in your file system. Everything's a file. Kind of like Plan 9. Everything's a file. Interesting thing I think I might want to do with this next piece of hardware that I get is making it really deeply Plan 9. Although I don't think the one I have now likes my keyboard or my mouse. I've got PS2 PS2 things. I don't know. I've got a good solid front end that tends to use come on, Jason. That tends to use. Well, what I was thinking of was my little Haiku setup, which I think I converted into kind of a back-end Linux thing. I'm trying to remember why I ended up not using Haiku. I think it was because of the gitchiness of the it just wasn't very good for normal computing. I used to have a really nice setup. It was actually run on a remote server. It was Windows, actually. And I had it so that I could take a cheap laptop out to different places, and I could connect to my really beefy desktop. I would just remote into that, and that would be great, and everything would work pretty good. I had it pretty well rigged, and I think I wouldn't mind having something along those lines, Haiku being kind of the front end of it, and then you could remote into your big beefy box, probably through VNC in this case. I've already got kind of a public, it's kind of a DMZ situation with the BBS. Well, anyway, trying to think what else I had going. Oh, MUX. You know, it seems like that for this Meshtastic thing, what would really be the best would be something along the lines of a Moo. It could know who you are because of the encryption and everything else. It could, you know, it's got end-to-end encryption on Meshtastic. And that would make it so that you wouldn't have to worry so much about is somebody else, you know, using this, eavesdropping on this connection. And you go, no. It's made to keep these things somewhat separate. You can do an all call and stuff like that. And it'll make it so that that everything works okay. I kind of like it. right now it's funny because it's like, well, you've already got Linux. Now this BBS system had already been put together for DOS, which didn't have any particular capabilities at all. Everything was, you had to glom onto it. Something like ZFS that has metadata with it that's accessible that you can get to it, but to treat it like a file was wonderful. I wonder if they have something like that. If there's something... Well, anyway. So, yeah. Roll back to other older technologies when necessary. You know, the whole idea of, well, why are you using Telnet? And you go, because I'm not, you know, I'm just, I want it to be accessible. So I might have to pull up stuff that really kind of added BBS sort of abilities to different pieces of information. This isn't making any sense. I'm sorry. I probably need to go ahead and stop. Anyway, this isn't going to be a Cohen Meander because I don't know. I'm just not. I'm not doing Cohen Meander stuff very much. This is more free-form stuff. I don't have a particular thing I'm talking about. But what I want to do, I keep getting bigger pieces of equipment to do bigger things, or more efficient pieces of equipment to do things. And kind of liking it. Huh. Anyway, so... make good with the stuff I already have. But do something more interesting. Although I like Synchronet BBS on some level, I don't find myself chatting very much. You know, doing things like that. The whole idea of quick files and messaging that way, which was made for premium phone connections that cost a lot of money. You just wanted to go up, grab your stuff, bring it down to your computer, and then look at it there. And that's not really necessary anymore. There isn't really a big bandwidth problem. But you'd want to have these BBS systems that didn't really need all the AX25 amateur networking overhead in it, you know. Do it more like Mesh-tastic. This was a thing. It was made to go in this direction. It doesn't need all of the overhead of really intense packet switching. It's just not necessary. A KISS interface, keep it simple, stupid. That's a wonderful idea. So that's a wonderful way to proceed, I think. Oh. So, regardless, let's see what kind of interesting things I can get for electrical systems. The electrical setup that I have in the office right now is really... number one, there's just not enough jacks in the whole world. Or just not, I've been I've been kind of slouched around with what my mom came up with. It wasn't a bad thing, but it was just like, well, I think I just need a better power situation, because I'm often just short-circuiting everything. Everything goes offline, and then it takes a while for everything to come back up. And it's like, well, that's really obnoxious. So, kind of see what comes of all that. I'm not really a container guy. I know some places are. That's very webified, stuff like that. You're just going, you know what? I'm just from an older sensibility, and I like having, you know, I like where protocols and services and processes. I'm totally okay with all those things. You know, they always say, oh, well, you need to keep them much far more separated so they're really good. And you go, I'm just this guy. I'm not interested in that kind of stuff. I'll do it a little bit. Right now I'm kind of in good luck because I think the system I'm maintaining hasn't gotten to the level where it's trying to be that thing. Oh. Anyway, so I wonder if, I really like FreeBSD. I don't know if there's a SNI proxy in it, but if there is, I really like that. Because then you can more easily shuttle pieces of information off to one place or another. I'm really happy with, and that's one thing this new piece of equipment I'm getting has. It's actually got two really high-speed Ethernet. It's got two gigabit Ethernet ports, which I don't have gigabit service to begin with, but it makes it so that I can do other things. And it kind of feels like it would be really good as kind of a router NAS sort of box, and it would be able to sit there right next to my modem, and then it could do all of the shoveling around from here, there, to everywhere. That might be pretty cool. Although I've already got a wireless, you know, I've already got the whole wireless kind of routing thingy already rigged. I don't know if I really want to screw with that particularly. But this thing might sit well. I don't know. It's certainly got the beefiness needed to shove all that data around. So, I don't know. That's an interesting idea. My biggest concern is, I think it'll probably work. Since I'm doing it wirelessly, I think that might work okay. If I wanted to put this new piece of equipment that I'm putting together, be able to use this as just a big, huge NAS. I'll need to find a good way to back it up. And then, I don't know. Interesting idea. I'm getting this thing today. It's coming in. one of the reasons why I really need to get some more power is that I'm getting this bigger box. And although it's got a VGA port and stuff like that, I don't think I want to use it as like my basic big terminal. I don't think I want that. Kerfuffle. Anyway. Well, it's about time. I'm about to my destination. So we can go ahead and stop this. It'll just be something that gets added to the gopher for later on. And we'll talk to you later.